Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Nazir, and we are up to Parak Hei Mishnah Gimel. So in the first two Mishnahs, we spoke about Hekdish B'Ta'us. Now we're going to talk about Nizirus B'Ta'us. Mishnah Nader B'Nazir. A person took a neder to be a Nazir, and then he decided that he's not going to, that he didn't do it properly, he didn't make the neder properly, and thinking that he hadn't become a Nazir, he drank wine. And therefore, V'Nisha L'Chacham V'Asaro, he asked the Chacham, and the Chacham said that his Nazirus was actually a real binding Nazirus, and that you were not allowed to drink that wine. So Moda Mishah Shanadar, he counts his Nazirus starting from the time that he actually took the Neder Nazirus, and even the days that he drank wine count toward his Nazirus, because when he drank the wine, he didn't realize that he was in fact a Nazir. Meaning, even though you're not supposed to drink wine, he should have asked first, am I a Nazir, before he drank the wine. But if a person knew that he was a Nazir and he drank wine, then the days that he drank wine don't count toward the Nazirus, because that's a knas midrabanan for violating the Nazirus. So if a person took a neder Nazirus for Shloshim Yom and he drank wine on five of those 30 days, he's got to be mashlim another 5 days. That's what the Bartanur points out. But over here, at the time that he drank the wine, he really didn't think he was a Nazir. He only found out afterwards that in fact his neder Nazirus was chal. So those days of drinking wine will count toward his Nazirus. Drinking wine is different than becoming tameh. If you become tameh, it's so the entire Nazirus, you got to start all over again. But drinking wine does not have that same status. It's just an Aveira. Nishal Chacham V'Yitiro, if he asked the Chacham and he was matir him from that neder, because he paskin that the neder Nazirus was not really a valid neder, meaning he was matir in the sense that he told him it just wasn't you, the way you took that neder was not a binding neder Nazirus. But prior to that, he assumed he was a Nazir, and he already set aside an animal as a korban for his Nazirus, but the Nazirus didn't exist. So the animals go out to graze with the rest of the flock, because he was makdish them only because he thought that he was a Nazir. So it was a hegdish betos, and therefore it does not have kedusha. Now that's everybody's shita. So says Beisil to the Beishamai, Amu Beisil to Beishamai, Beisil says to Beishamai, how are you going to explain this halacha? In the last two Mishnayos, you Beis Shammai just told me that a Hegdish Taus is Hegdish, and over here it's a Hegdish Taus, and aren't you Modish Tetzav Terebeida that the animal just does not have any Kedusha and could just go out with the rest of the flock and is just a regular animal? But isn't this an example of a case of Hegdish B'Taus? So instead of answering Beis Hillel's question, Beis Shammai brings a raya to their own Shita from the halacha of Meiser Behem. The halacha is you have to set aside 1/10 of your animals that were born into your flock that year for Maisa Behema. And the way you do it is you gather all the animals that were born that year into a pen, and then you open the door of the pen a little bit, just narrowly, so that one couldn't come out at a time, and you count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then with the 10th one, you paint it red, not the whole thing, you just mark it with red paint, and that one is your makdish as Meiser Behema. That's what they say. I think Rav Pam used to say that the reason we have such a process, instead of just saying, okay, I have 100 new animals born into my flock this year, so 10 of them are Meiser Behema. We don't do that. We count them out. So I think they quote in the name of Rav Pam that the reason we do that is it's a psychological thing, that if a person had to just give 10 animals for Meiser Behema, he'd feel like, this is crazy. Why do I have to give up 10 animals, that he has to give up so much of himself? But if a person goes through the process of saying, okay, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 5 for me, 6 for me, 7 for me, 8 for me, 9 for me, okay, so by then, 1 for Hashem, that's okay, so but anyway, that's the way we do it. Now, if you counted incorrectly, and you counted the 9th animal as number 10, and then you immediately correct yourself and said, oh, 9, so you marked number 10 as 9, and then on the 11th one, you called it 10, so Beis Shammai says, what's the halacha in that case? Amalan Beis Shammai, Iyat HaModim, don't you basically agree? That if a person called the 9th animal number 10, the 10th animal number 9, and the 11th animal number 10, shum mukdash, that the 9th and the 11th animals are also kodesh in addition to the 10th animal, meaning the one that was actually 10th is kadosh, and the two others that he called number 10 are also kadosh, even though it was a hektish betos. So Amlan Beisil said back to Beishamay, lo, that's not a raya, hashevet kadcho. You think it's the stick that's that's makdish the animals? You think those animals are kadosh because he accidentally tapped them with his stick and he called them number 10? What would the halacha have been if he would have marked the 8th or the 12th animal as the 10th one? Shema asuklum, do you think that would have accomplished anything? Of course not. The Torah only says that the 9th and the 11th animals can become kadosh, but not any others. So that's a raya that Beis Shammai are wrong. And the reason the 9th and the 11th animals are holy is not that any animal can be kadosh by mistake. The very same Torah that was makdish the 10th animal is also makdish the 9th and the 11th animal, meaning this is a gezeiros hakosov, that's the way it works, that the 9th and the 11th animal can also become kadosh. The Gemara Maseches Bechoros and Daf Samech learns this from a pasuk in the Torah that number 9 and number 11 can also become kadosh, but that's not an indicator of a broader principle that hektish petalos works. Hektish petalos, in fact, does not work. Now we move on to Mishnah Dalit. If a person takes a neder and he wants to absolve himself of the neder, so you can go to a chacham to be matir the neder, but the chacham has to find some circumstance that you were unaware about or didn't think about when you took the neder, and had you known it, you would never have taken that neder in the first place. So the Mishnah talks about someone who took a neder of nazirus, but now he'd like to undo that. So Misha neder b'nazir, person took a neder of nazirus, thinking that when the nazirus is finished, he's going to bring some animals that he owned as karbanos. And he went to bring his animals that he had planned on bringing as the karbanos, and it turns out they'd been stolen. So now he's going to have to buy new animals, and he would never have taken the nazirus if he would have known that it would have taken an investment of having to buy brand new animals. So if he made the neder nazirus before his animals were stolen, he's a nazir. Because something unexpected that happens after you take the neder nazirus can't be used as a reason to undo the neder nazirus. Meaning that's nolad. You can't be poseach ben nolad. You can't come up with the reason that had not yet actually happened, meaning at the time of the neder nazirus, given all the facts as they were then, he absolutely would have taken that neder nazirus. But if the neder nazirus was taken after the animals were stolen, it was just before he knew that they were stolen, but they in fact had already been stolen, then eino nazir. Then that's a valid pesach, because it was something that had he known about at the time, he never would have taken that neder. And in fact, there was a Maisa Shaliyah, Vazu Ta'us Ta Nachum Amadi. Nachum Amadi made a very similar mistake after the Chorban Bayesheni. Kshalu Nazirim in Agolah, when Nazirim, who had finished their terms of Nazirus, came up from the Golos to bring their Karbanos, Umasal Beis HaMikdash Chorban. Can you imagine their surprise and their shock and their dismay when they found that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and which meant that they couldn't bring their Karbanos? And guess what? If you can't bring your Karbanos in Nazirus, you're a Nazir forever. So Amalam Nachum Amadi, said to them, if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed, would you have ever taken the Nazirus in the first place? They said, no, we wanted to be a Nazir for 30 days. We didn't want to be Nazirim for the rest of our lives. Nachum Amadi was matir than Nazirus, even though they took the Nazirus before the Chorban Abayis. When the Chachamim heard about this, they said to Nachum Amadi, Nazir, that you're mistaken. Anyone who took the neder nazirus before the Chorban is in fact a nazir, because as facts were on the ground at that time, it was a binding nazirus. It's only people who took the neder nazirus after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed that are not a nazir. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person took a neder nazirus and then he was shoveled to a chacham, person took a neder nazirus that he didn't think was binding, and then he asked the Chacham, and the Chacham said it was binding, so even though he drank wine in the interim, those days count toward his days of Nazirus. If he went to a Chacham and the Chacham told him that your neder Nazirus was not binding, but he had already designated an animal, so that animal is not Kadosh. So Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, you see from here that Hegdish B'Tolos is not Hegdish. So Beis Shammai didn't really respond to that taina, but they said, I have a raya that Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. Because when you're counting Meiser Behema, if you count number 9 or number 11 as 10, they are Kadosh. So you see, Hegdish Betos is Hegdish. So the Beis Hillel responded, no, that's a special Gzeres HaKasov, Haraya. If you count number 8 or 12 as number 10, it is not Hegdish. So generally speaking, Hegdish Betos is not Hegdish. Then in Mishnah Dal, we learned that if someone takes a Neder Nazirus and he went to bring his animal that he had already owned as a korban, and it turned out that it was stolen, so whether that's a valid Pesach, Tanduz Nazirus, depends whether it was already stolen by the time that he had committed to be a Nazir. If it was already stolen by that time and he was just unaware of it, so then he's not a Nazir. But if it was not yet already stolen by the time he had taken the Neder Nazirus, then he is a Nazir. And to best illustrate this point, we tell the story of Nachum Amadi, who made the mistake of telling people who came to bring their Karbanos to end their Nazirus, only to discover that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that don't worry, you have a Pesach, if you would have known, you never would have become a Nazir. But that's not really true. It all depends. When they committed to be a Nazir, if the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed at that time, then he would be right that they are not Nazirim. But if the Beis HaMikdash was not yet destroyed at the time, then he's incorrect, and they are Nazirim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Hei.